At a press briefing in the Juneau International Airport conference room, Assistant Secretary of the Army for Civil Works, Adam Tell, said the agency never backed out of its commitment to provide the Mendenhall Valley with a long-term solution to glacial outburst flooding. He said the agency is working on short, medium, and long-term solutions at the same time.
In my view, we can't wait a decade to deliver, or 6 years, or 15 years. We can't wait that long to deliver results for the citizens of this community. And so we're tackling short and medium with the same aggression that we're tackling long.
The Army Corps had landed on a lake tap as the long-term solution after a three-day meeting in Juneau late last year. A lake tap would involve digging a tunnel through Bullard Mountain to continuously drain the glacial basin that fills with rain and meltwater, so the water can't rush out all at once each year. The local city and tribal governments favored the idea. But last month, City Manager Katie Kester announced in a Juneau Assembly meeting that the Army Corps had reversed on the long-term solution. Tell says that's not what happened. He says the Army Corps has been consistent on getting a long-term solution, and the only thing that's changed is his immediate focus.
I've turned my focus to ensuring we're doing everything we can right now to protect the citizens of Juneau through short and medium-term strategies. I mentioned we're expanding the HESCO barriers, we're raising the HESCO barriers, we're looking at the channel. We've got a significant portion of our national inventory of pumps headed this way today.
The temporary levee remains the short-term solution meant to protect hundreds of homes in the Mendenhall Valley from the flood expected this summer. It's made of HESCO barriers, which are steel cages lined with fabric and filled with sand, that line the Mendenhall River through suburban neighborhoods. The temporary levee just barely protected valley neighborhoods from catastrophic flooding last summer, when floodwaters rose within inches of the top, leaked through in some areas, and caused the barriers to slump in others. Colonel Jeff Palazzini is the Alaska District Commander for the Army Corps. He said at the press briefing that the Army Corps is working with the city to help raise the levee it built last year somewhere between 1 and 2 feet. And the agency will also build phase two of the levee at no cost to the city, which will extend the barrier to unprotected areas from Backloop Bridge to just before the Juneau International Airport.
So that adds about 4 to 4.5 miles to the system. We're talking both sides of the river.
Palazzini said the agency will also haul more boulders in, called riprap, to create a continuous armored riverbank and guard against erosion. Tell says that raising the barrier even a small amount could result in much more protection for the community.
A small investment in the height can make the chances of overtopping 5 times smaller.
The city issued a press release earlier this month saying that the temporary levee should be completed in July. For the last 3 years, the flood has occurred in August. But the HESCO barriers were never meant to last forever, and engineers have said there's a limit to what they can withstand. So in the medium term, Tell says that the Army Corps is looking at options that could protect the valley when the temporary levee expires, and a long-term solution is still on the way. He said everything is on the table, but named 2 ideas. Sturdier barriers that would go in along the river, and modifying the river channel in some way. That could potentially look like dredging out a side channel or straightening out the river to move floodwater out to sea more quickly.
You know, I think there's been conversation within the community for years about straightening the channel. This could be done relatively quickly and for low cost. The question is, does that straightening actually just move the risk to a different part of the community?
Tell says extensive modeling of the river is underway. He says the agency has a pretty good understanding of the upper half of the river and will understand the lower half in the coming weeks. Short and medium-term solutions handle the torrent once billions of gallons of water are already coursing through the river, close to neighborhoods, businesses, and community infrastructure. Tell says the lake tap is still the Army Corps' preferred option to put an end to Juneau's glacial outburst flooding at the source. A tunnel through Bullard Mountain would work like a bathtub drain and continuously empty water from Suicide Basin so it can't rise to a level that would create a catastrophic flood.
If you're looking to solve this problem over the course of 10 or more years, it's at this moment appears to be the most viable technically. But that doesn't mean that the other ones are, other options are off the table.
Tell says that nationwide, the agency is working to build infrastructure more quickly with less paperwork.
As we talk about timelines, we have to be clear-eyed about where we are as an organization and our ability to deliver quickly. And I'm committed to fixing that nationwide, but in terms of timeline, nothing has changed about our timeline.
And though he says nothing has changed in the Army Corps' timeline for a long-term solution, he did not specify what that timeline is. In past estimates, Army Corps staff have said a long-term solution could take from 6 years to around a decade. Army Corps staff say they need to go through technical and modeling work to ensure that the chosen solution is designed properly. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.